It's senior night for the Molar Crusaders, who are one win away from a second undefeated regular season record in the last 3 years. And if they do that, they'll extend two lengthy streaks on top of it. They carry a 40-game winning streak into tonight's game. And they carry a 26-game winning streak over tonight's opponent, the St. Xavier Bombers. From Molar High School, good evening. I'm Richard Skinner along with Mike Jones. Jonesy, it is hard to believe that it has been 26 games in a row that Molar's dispatched St. X. Not since February 17th of 2006, the last time St. Xavier won. Molar beat him by 25 early in the year. It's senior night. Everything in Molar's corner heading into tonight.
It certainly is, and I think that, you know, over the years, it's hard to believe that it's been that long that one GCL team can hold court over the other. It goes back to 2006, and it's just hard to believe that it's 26 in a row. But, you know, they've done it convincingly, and it's still GCL night. It's senior night. Everybody's fired up. This place is rocking, and it's going to be a good one tonight.
Obviously, the tournament starts next week, the sectional tournament. In fact, a week from tonight, Friday night, Molar will take on in the first round the 19th seed Middletown. Then they would have Talawanda in the semifinals and a likely matchup with either Western Brown, Coleraine, in West High in the championship game. So the road through the sectional, not all that difficult for the Molar Crusaders. But first things first, and that's finishing off tonight. Jonesy, the way this Molar team has played, they can get you offensively, they can get you in transition, they can get you running sets, they can get you defensively, and they got some individual guys like Logan Duncan, the sophomore, who've gotten better as the year has gone along. There's not a lot of chinks in the armor.
They really don't have any holes in their game. Teams have tried to slow them down a little bit, and all of a sudden a four-point lead for Molar turns into 10 before they can blink. They dominate in so many stats within the league. It's incredible the number of guys they have in the top five on a number of different stats. In fact, in field goal percentage, they have the top five guys in the league are all Molar players. So statistically, nobody's been able to figure them out and do something to them that causes them really much trouble, because their average margin of victory overall in the year is over 20 points. And again, they just don't have many holes.
It's senior night, as we mentioned. Five Molar seniors playing their last regular season home game. Michael Shipp, Alec Frame, Miles McBride, Jared Becker, and Chase Harding, those five seniors. And boy, what a run it's been. Go back to last year's team, which wins the state championship the year before, got all the way to the state championship game undefeated before losing. Talk about a three-year run for a group of seniors, most of whom have played for just 2 years at the varsity level, but Miles McBride, who's played for three, it's quite a three-year run.
Well, it is, and you know, McBride, Shipp didn't actually play a lot last year as a junior, and McBride was out with the injury all year, so Freem was really the guy that kind of carried the water for that particular class. But adding those two guys back in, I'm amazed at the contributions they received from the sophomores that have come up so far this year. And it's I think that's proven to be the real juice at the end. When they go eight deep, I mean, they go eight deep. I've watched them practice a number of times, and quite frankly, I think there are a lot of teams in town that wouldn't want to play their 9 through 14 guys.
No doubt.
So they get a really good look in practice, but their top eight are very confident. Their experience now, whether you're a sophomore or not, you're 21 games into the season, you're no longer a sophomore. They've counted on those guys, and they contribute. So they've got a nice mix there, but they're strong.
Yeah, those three sophomores that you mentioned, one of whom had started most of the year, back to all the games, but this one, Logan Duncombe, he will not be in the starting lineup tonight because of it being senior night. But he, Will McCracken, Alex Williams, combined for about 20 points per game, combined for about 8 rebounds per game. That's a pretty good nucleus of three sophomores right there to add to the punch.
Yeah, you wouldn't have expected that coming out of the freshman class, that they would come in and play the minutes that they did. But they have, and they've all produced. And McCracken, I think, has just continued to elevate his game day in and day out. He just does more things. He knows he's part of the flow. Certainly Williams does not hesitate to do much of anything. And Duncombe has his role. You know, he's the big man in the middle. Molar's blocking shots is just off the charts. They've blocked twice as many shots as anybody else in the GCL this year. And he's a part of that. You know, he's going to stay down there. If you want to challenge the rim, he's going to be there to greet you. He's got a ton of blocks this year.
No question about it. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll look at tonight's opponent, the St. Xavier Bombers. It's senior night. Molar, St. Xavier. You're listening to Molar Crusaders Basketball from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Getting answers, finding solutions. Local 12 News investigates.
As soon as we called you, everything happened very quickly.
Not afraid to ask the tough questions. Taking action, getting the truth. Local 12 News investigates.
back here at Moeller High School on Senior Night. Richard Skinner, Mike Jones, as the Moeller Crusaders 20-0 looking to conclude an undefeated regular season with a win tonight. And to do that, they'll have to beat GCL South rival St. Xavier. The Bombers come in at 10-11 overall, 1-4 inside the league under interim coach Brian Kellett. He's been interim all year after taking over for Jimmy Lalafin, who stepped down, and he's done a pretty decent job with this group. They've been in waves, though. After beating Ponitz the most recent game, 92-66, that snapped a three-game losing streak to Elder, Fenwick, and LaSalle. It's a team that earned a 13 seed in the sectional tournament. They'll face the Anderson-Princeton winner on February 26th at Hamilton. It's a team that, like a lot of GCL teams, it wants to run a lot of clock. It wants to be patient. It wants to try to win defensively. It just doesn't have a lot of scoring punch, Josie.
No, and they really rely on the three. They're a perimeter-type team, although they'll go in and out. They'll go high-low on it. But, you know, taking a look at their statistics, they've attempted almost twice as many three-point field goals as Moeller has.
And it's just about everybody. I mean, they'll get big guys stepping out and shooting. They'll get guys off the bench shooting. They got a bunch of different guys shooting.
And nearly 40% of their field goals on the year have been from the three-point line. So that's where they'll need to rely. That's what they've done so far. They match up pretty good on size compared to some of the other GCL teams. I mean, they can go 6'7 in the middle with Pellet, and they go 6'4, 6'3 at the forward. So they match up pretty well on size, but they rebound the ball extremely well, and they're disciplined, but they just don't seem to have the firepower offensively to get them over the hump.
Yeah, and the GCL South games, the five games they've played, St. X averaging just 39.8 points per game in those five games, and they scored just 37 against Moeller in that earlier meeting a few weeks ago that Moeller won 62-37. For the season overall, St. X averaging 50.9 points, allowing 50.0 on the season, a team that just simply has struggled to put the ball in the basket often enough to have much more than a .500 record, which is about where they are right now, coming in at a 10-11 and 1-4. We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. It's Moeller and St. Xavier. You're listening to Moeller Crusaders Basketball from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
We're back at Skyline to see what it is that makes people feel so good.
So what's brought you to Skyline today?
Oh, the Coneys, it looks like.
Obviously the Coneys. I love Coneys.
You feel like you know everyone when you walk in the door.
This is a place friendships were made. Great food, great service, great people.
Anytime you ask the kids, where do you guys want to eat at Skyline?
It's delicious. The cheese get melt in your mouth.
Anytime that I don't have to cook, that's always a good thing.
You never have a bad meal at Skyline, ever.
Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Your life, Jack Brown, fully educated, forced to live on the poor side of town. Is this your daughter, Jack Brown? This pretty little girl in a worn-out clothes that had been handed me down. Your wife, Jack Brown, with sad and blue eyes, walking on eggshells, so you don't see her front. This is your family, Jack Brown. Give them the kissing in the mountains, and give them the world. Lovely truths, freedom brings, and it hasn't been very kind to you. This is your life, Jack Brown. Show me, Jack Brown.
Back here at Moeller High School, Richard Skinner, Mike Jones. Let's get you set for the starting lineups for tonight's game as St. Xavier takes on Moeller. First for the St. Xavier Bombers, they will go like this. At one forward, it'll be Hank Thomas, a 6'4 junior, averages 11.2 points, 6.7 rebounds, 0.9 assists, and 1.4 steals per game. Other forward spot, Danny Grieve, a 6'3 junior, averages 5.4 points, 2.2 rebounds, and 1.8 assists per game. At center, Luke Pellett, 6'7 senior, averages 4.2 points, 3.9 rebounds per game. At one of the guard spots, it'll be Nick Frank, a 6-foot senior, averages 2.7 points, 2.4 rebounds, and 1.1 assists per game. At the other guard spot, the leading scorer, Nathan Stockman, a 6'1 senior, averages 13.2 points, 3.7 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and 1.3 steals per game. St. Xavier, coached by Brian Kellett, checks in with a record of 10 wins and 11 losses. For Moeller, a little deviation in the starting lineup. Logan Duncan will not be starting, the 6'8 sophomore, and neither will Max Land, the 6'4 junior, because all five seniors will be in the starting lineup tonight. One of those seniors, Michael Shipp, 6'3 senior, has been a regular starter all year, averages 4.6 points, 2.3 rebounds, 1.8 assists, and 0.9 steals per game. Another senior, leading scorer, Alec Frame, 6'4 senior, 15.3 points, 6.5 rebounds, which also is a team high, 3.4 assists, and 1.3 steals per game. Miles McBride, also in the lineup again, second leading scorer at 14.3 points, the 6'2 senior, also chips in 5.8 rebounds, 4.2 assists, 2.3 steals, and he actually averages 1.0 block shots per game. Obviously quite the stat stuffer for the young man who's going to West Virginia. And two guys who come off the bench, usually deep into ball games, will get the start tonight. 6'2 senior Jared Becker averages 0.6 points, 1.2 rebounds, and 0.5 assists per game. And Chase Harding, the 6'2 senior, averaging 1.4 points, 0.6 rebounds, 0.3 assists per game. And it's kind of cool that it worked out that you got five seniors, and you're able to work all five in the starting lineup tonight, Joe.
That works out perfectly. And those guys, again, they may be down the list on, you know, getting out of that top eight, but they're very capable players for sure. And they will get their chance to start here in front of this home crowd.
St. X comes out in all blue uniform tops and bottoms with white numerals, white lettering. They got white stripes, or actually kind of white striping at the top of the shoulders, and then white striping on the uniform pants. They're already out waiting for Moeller to come out as they're finishing the Moeller introductions. Moeller in the home white with the gold numerals trimmed in blue, and then on the front, the blue lettering trimmed in a little bit of gold as they finish the introductions of the starting lineups, and we're about set to go. It's a packed house tonight. As Moeller tries to finish the regular season 21-0, riding a 40-game winning streak dating back to last season. Of course, won the final 20 in a row on the way to the Ohio Division I state championship. Year before, suffered just the one loss, not coming in the state championship game, finishing the regular season two seasons ago with an undefeated record, which is exactly what they're trying to accomplish tonight. So Moeller's five starters have been introduced. St. X waiting for them near the center circle. We're about set to go with Moeller and St. Xavier.
Well, I think the key kicking this thing off, Skinny, right away is X can't allow Moeller to get that quick lead. That puts them in a comeback situation, which is making it very difficult. The guys, the teams that have had some success against Moeller have been able to hold them down, slow down a little bit, and actually take leads in the first quarter, 4, 6, 8, 10 points in the first quarter. And, you know, that's probably what St. X is going to try to do. They'll slow it down on offense. On defense, I think we may see them switch up defenses. Not necessarily to confuse Moeller, but to slow him down a little bit. Moeller will try to get the ball down the court quickly. They're as fast as anybody getting the ball out of the hoop when the other team scores and putting pressure on the defense on a fast break on a made basket.
Yeah, Miles McBride is just exceptional at doing that. You get a bucket, you've worked hard to get that bucket against this Moeller defense. You look up, Miles McBride is at 10 feet in the lane getting ready to rise up and shoot it on you. He has done that all season long. McBride, because of no Logan Duncan tonight, he'll be the man jumping in center circle as he's in with 6'4 Hank Thomas. Ball's in the air. It's tipped into the back corner, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by St. Xavier, and Moeller will have the basketball to start the game. St. X looks like they're going to open up in man-to-man. You can tell this is a wired student section you're listening to at the moment. Comes inbounds in the corner to Becker. Becker out to Harding. He's going to fire a three right wing. Got it. How about that right off the inbound play? Chase Harding, who averages 1.4 points per game, drills the three ball.
I think they had that one set up for him the whole time, and he drained it. No hesitation.
Well, we picked up a little token pressure, but not much to it. As Nick Frank works into the front court, just dribbling out near the timeline. Now goes on the left-hand side with it to Thomas. To Stockman, top of the circle to Grieve. Grieve hasn't made a move, just holds it, gives it back out to Stockman on the left wing. He'll just walk it out on a dribble between the circles. Pounds the dribble down. Goes to Frank on the right wing. Frank with McBride giving him plenty of room over there, just looking for cutters. Now he angles left. Gives it off top of the key to Thomas. Back to Stockman on the left wing. Stockman hasn't made a move with it. Now clears it out straight away to Pellett. First time he's touched the ball, the big guy. He's out just behind the top of the key. Hasn't made a move. Gives it off to Stockman on the left wing. So X trying to be very patient. Stockman works behind the screen. Goes in the corner to Thomas. Thomas back to Stockman, top of the circle. Thought about a three, thought better. Goes to Grieve on the right wing. Grieve looking for cutters. Clears it out between the circles to Frank. Frank goes left wing with it to Thomas. Thomas to the left baseline to Stockman. Stockman dribbles right, now gives it out straight away to Grieve. He burned almost a minute off on this possession as we got played almost 90 seconds. Here's Frank near the right sideline. Dribbles out between the circles, goes off to Stockman, head fakes a three, starts to drive in, takes it inside the lane, puts it up and in. Nice move by Nathan Stockman, the leading scorer, as he weaseled his way through there and knocked it down. Back comes Moeller very quickly, framed for three, top of the key, got it. There's what you talked about. They just hit you right back off of a made bucket.
No hesitation. Everybody's got their spot on the fast break, and they come down to their assigned spots, and they know exactly what they're looking for every time they come down after a basket or a miss.
6-2, Moeller with the early lead. We played close to 2 minutes. Here's Frank, drives to the right baseline, cut off, picks his dribble up, gives it high on the right to Grieve. Grieve just holds it on his left hip, now going to dribble left hand, balance the floor towards the center circle. Now he's just dribbling back and forth out by the center circle. Not much movement from the St. X offense. Bounces on the left wing to Stockman. Stockman holds it, gives it out straight away to Thomas. Thomas head fakes a three, goes in the right wing to Grieve. Grieve dribbles out, clears it out straight away to Stockman. Stockman dribbles once, goes on the left wing with it. Thomas knocked away by McBride, out of bounds. It'll be St. Xavier's basketball. Boy, Miles McBride just so quick. He averages 2.3 steals per game. Just got that quick hands and quick feet.
He looks like he's giving almost no effort whatsoever, and he's just so quick, and he anticipates really well.
Here's Frank out near the timeline, near center circle, dribbling back and forth, gives it off to Stockman, high on the left. He throws on the left block, wheeling in the lane. Thomas clears it out to Grieve, thought about a three-foot better, goes right corner to Frank. Frank going to lob it low on the right for Pellett, catches in deep with a reverse layup with the left hand, no good, comes out of there, gets his own rebound, put it back up and in. Pellett tried a tough reverse layup, but then got his own rebound. Back comes Moeller. Here's Shipp, thought about a three. Gives it off to Frame. Driving down the lane. Bounces low on the right to Becker. Back out to Frame. Frame clears it out. They go around the corner. Here's Harding with another three. Left wing, no good. And a big kicker comes off to Nick Frank from St. Xavier. He went high above everybody to get the rebound. And then when McBride picked him up, he threw it ahead to Stockman. We played 3 minutes. 6-4, the Moeller lead. Nathan Stockman dribbling high on the right. Giving him plenty of room. Picks his dribble up now. Clears it out to Grieve. Grieve hasn't made a move, gives it to Thomas and threw it away. Thomas either wasn't ready for the pass or wasn't anticipating it because Grieve threw it to him. He was open, just didn't pop out far enough. So the turnover gives it back to Moeller with the 6-4 advantage. McBride dribbles to the left, hands it off to Becker coming right. Clears it off to Shipp on the right wing. Shipp holds it, wants to go low on the line, right to McBride, backing in, head fakes, leans in, made a nice move, banked it up and in from low on the right.
We've mentioned it before, McBride can create any shot he wants almost any time he wants, but Coach Kramer loves the fact that he'll stay within the offense all game long.
It was a nice, easy move. He spun left, spun back right, and kissed in what was a glorified lengthy layup. There's a pass to Thomas on the left baseline, hands it to Stockman. He'll fire a three left side in front of the rim. It bounced up and bounced through. Nathan Stockman for five, and it's 8-7 Moeller's lead. Back comes McBride the other way, short bank shot, low on the left is up and in, and he hit him right back like he does so often. 10-7 Moeller leads. We played halfway through this first quarter. Moeller's going to get Max Land and Logan Dunkelman in at the next, really the first break. Neither team has fouled so far in this game. Here's Grieve high on the left. Hasn't made a move with it. Now he just backs out, lets cutters try to come through. He's still looking inside, nothing there. There's it high on the right to Frank. Goes right wing to Stockman. Stockman holds the ball, now dribbles with his left hand, drives to the lane, head fakes, goes left baseline to Thomas. Thomas thought better, now he wheels towards the lane, clears it out straight away to Pellett. Back to Stockman on the left wing. Stockman hasn't made a move, now dribbles behind a screen. Moeller switches it, he clears it out high on the right to Thomas. Thomas just holds it, clears it on the left wing to Grieve. Grieve flips it behind him to Stockman. Stockman clears it out straight away to Frank. Frank standing right between the circles. Goes left wing with it to Thomas. He's already got to Grieve. He throws it left to Thomas. Back to Grieve. Three out of the left corner on the way. Back rim didn't know. And the rebound down to Alec Frame for Moeller. Frame brings up the floor looking ahead. He throws a bad pass. It's bounced and taken away. Tried to hit McBride. And it was taken away by Grieve. He throws it ahead. Nice head fake. Going to drive along the baseline by Stockman. And he stepped on the baseline. So he turns it back over as Max Land comes in. Logan Duncan comes in. And the two seniors who started in their place, Jared Becker, Chase Harding, go out. And Will McCracken going to come in for the first time, the Moeller sophomore, as he'll replace Michael Shipp. So that's a normal substitution. McCracken coming in about this point in the game. 2:57 to go. Moeller up 10-7 with the basketball. Miles McBride walks into the front court. Angles right wing to McCracken. Throws it out top of the key to Land. Around the horn, left wing to Frame. Frame out to Duncan straight away. Duncan dribbles right. Hands it to Land coming left. Land throws it to Frame behind a screen on the left wing. Back out to Land straight away. Right wing he goes to McCracken. He goes top of the key to McBride. Left wing to Frame. Frame to Duncan, top of the circle. Duncan looking in. Nothing there. Bounces on the left elbow to McBride. Turns, faces on Stockman. Now throws it to Duncan at the foul line. Duncan looking for cutters. Clears it off to McCracken. Head fake the jump shot. Throws it off to Land high on the right. Land looking. Goes off to Frame. They're in a very tight, flexy type offense right now. Here's a pass inside Duncombe. Duncombe trying to back down on the defender. Wheels in the lane with a jump hook. Airballed it. But a nice offensive rebound in midair by Will McCracken, who stuck it back in.
McCracken's been that X factor for many, many games now, since the beginning of the year, or since maybe halfway through the year. Right place at the right time.
That time for sure. That shot was clearly an air ball, and he came flying out of nowhere. Nobody blocked him out. Here into the game, Jared Kreimer's in for the first time for St. X, dribbling the basketball at the moment. Kreimer not really going anywhere, just going back and forth on the dribble, and lucky they're not getting a five count on it. Flips it off to Frank. Frank looks for Stockman coming through, but nothing there. Clears it high on the right to Pellet. Pellet out to Stockman, top of the key. Works behind a screen, but they switch. Duncombe's got him now on the switch. Stockman wants to drive on Duncan. Pulls up for the 16-footer. Back rim, no. Rebound tipped and grabbed by McCracken low on the left. Clears it off McBride. McBride wanting to run in a hurry. Dribbles behind his back. Shake and bake. Throws it off to McCracken. McCracken drove in but was cut off. Now bounces on the right left on the left block to Duncan. Duncan going to wheel in the lane. Going to shoot that same junk hook he shot a minute ago. Got this one to go down.
That's a big factor for Moeller if they can play the inside game as well.
Just shot that over the 6-7 Pellet with room to spare. 14-7 Moeller as we approach a minute to go opening quarter. Frank gives it off to Stockman high on the left. St. X has a player at the scorer's table. B.J. Bransford getting ready to check in. Well, there's another dead ball, and I think Michael Kern going to come in for Moeller in a moment. Here's Kreimer, hands it off to Frank near the right sideline. Frank dribbles out left, goes in the right corner with it to Kreimer, bounces off to Stockman on the wing. Out straight away, here's Pellet going to try a three from there. Skips off the rim, no good. And two Moeller players have the rebound. It's McBride who gets it. Lobs it ahead to McCracken. McCracken drives in, pull up 12-footer left wing. Bounces off the rim, no. Bodies go crashing to the floor. Nathan Stockman has the defensive rebound. Ahead to Frank. Frank goes a long pass to Thomas on the lob, who caught it and laid it in. And a timeout, a 30-second timeout going to be taken with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter by St. Xavier coach Brian Kellogg. That was a beautiful lob pass from Frank near midcourt to Thomas on the left side, who caught it in the air and was able to lay it up in easily to cut it to 14-9.
All of a sudden, St. X decided to play fast after they've been playing slow
and
the whole time.
They got a layup out of it.
Yeah.
You know, Moeller's pace has been pretty much what they want. They do want to get up and down, not at a complete frantic pace, but they will hit you back very, very quickly. And they've gotten a couple of buckets off of it. Well, you mentioned Logan Duncombe. It felt like for about the first half of the year, he was nothing more than maybe a garbage scorer. And I don't say that negatively. It's kind of what he is. But now they have some sets where they want to go into him and have him try to make a move.
Right. Well, those are the only opportunities they create. He gets out on the perimeter quite a bit during the offensive part of their
as
patterns.
Yeah.
But that's all he does. That's all he's going to do. And they can back off of him. But when he returns to the block, if they can get him down the block and get the ball, and he's willing to go against the guy that's 6'7 with confidence, I think that's a little bit of a change from what we've seen over the past few games.
Moeller works it in with a five-point lead as we're inside of half a second or half a minute to go here in the first quarter. Here's McCracken, throws a pass that's tipped into the backcourt and goes all the way to the Moeller bench, goes out of bounds and went off of Thomas, and Moeller will have it with 19.9 to go right in front of their bench. And we're going to get Alex Williams checking in for the first time. And he'll come in for McCracken. So just getting a little bit of offensive player. Williams averages 8.4 points. He's 10 of 21 on threes. McCracken averages just 4.3. Comes in to McBride, who's going to walk it into the front court. 15 seconds to go. There's a pass on the left wing to Land. Land gives it out high to Williams. Williams right wing to Curran. Curran straight away to McBride with 7 seconds. McBride, let's see if he starts to drive. Going to get a screen up high from Land. Dribbles all the way to the left baseline. Head fakes, throws up a tough shot over Stockman. No good. And the first quarter comes to an end. So St. Xavier hanging around. It's been 26 straight games that these two teams have played that Moeller's walked away with a victory. And they're off to a pretty good start at the end of one quarter of play. It's Moeller 14, St. Xavier 9. This is Moeller Crusaders basketball from ESPN Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Alabama Fish Bar, the Taste of Cincinnati 2017 winner. Alabama Fish Bar, located in Over the Rhine at 1601 Race Street, Cincinnati. Go to alabamafishbar.com to learn more about this 26-year-old staple serving the freshest fish in historic downtown Cincinnati. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Closed all major holidays.
Back here at Moeller High School through one quarter of play. Richard Skinner, Mike Jones, 14-9. Moeller leads it. Crusaders shooting 60% from the field, 6 of 10. Made 2 of 4 threes, 50%. X was 4 of 8 from the field overall, 50%, and made 1 of 3 three-point attempts. Moeller only turned it over one time in that first quarter. X only turned it over twice, but it did lead the 4 fast break points for Moeller off those turnovers. Tanek starts with the basketball. Is in for the first time. B.J. Bransford, 5'11 junior, is in. Gives it off to Crimer, who stays in the game. They also got Thomas Kiesling in there, 6'4 senior. And went even deeper their bench, Eli Magic in there. The only starter still in there, I believe, is Grieve, who's got the ball in his hands right now. So trying to give some of the starters a blow is Brian Kellett to start the second quarter.
They have both Dockman and Thomas on the bench at the moment.
And those guys combined to average 25 of their 50 points per game. So just going to use some clock maybe. Here's Eli Magic, 6'6 senior, Magic, excuse me, 6'6 junior out near the timeline dribbling it. He's got Duncan on him, clears it on the left wing to Kiesling. Kiesling clears it straight away to Grieve. Grieve goes right wing back to Magic. Magic, Duncan gives him plenty of room. Now comes out trying to get a count on him. He throws it high on the left to Crimer. Crimer not really doing anything with it, just kind of dribbling in place. Curran's on him, but he's off a few feet, so not even working a count. Crimer just dribbling as he angles towards the right side. He kind of walked his way all the way near the right wing. Clear out for him. Starting to go one-on-one, it looks like, with Kerm inside it better of it. Clears it off to Grieve, high on the left. They've burned a minute plus of time with this possession.
I think that's exactly what you made the point. That's exactly what they're trying to do. If they can, Moeller's not going to challenge them all the way out. They're just going to let them play. Save your starters and Thomas and Stockman for a couple of minutes and insert them back. But they're not even really looking to score right now.
Now almost a glorified delay game. Here's Magic. Clears it out high on the left to Bransford. Bransford goes on the left wing with it to Grieve. Grieve looking inside but thought better of it. Now dribbles out near, throws it between the circles to Crimer. They burned over 90 seconds off on this possession. Crimer works behind a screen to the right wing. They switch it. Duncan has him now, and he'll just dribble out. Now they're going to try to throw a lob inside through a terrible pass that Kern intercepted. They try to lob it into Kiesling, but Kern was there to take it away. Here's Land, top of the circle, drives in, gives it off the frame. He drives to the foul line through a bad pass as Kern made a cut. And Curran never saw the pass going. It goes out of bounds as Ship, McBride come back. Curran and Duncan will take a rest. So Moeller has the five on the floor of Land, McBride, Ship, Frame, and Alex Williams. Thomas going to come back and Stockman going to come back now for X on the dead ball as Kiesling will go out and Crimer will go out. So they bought almost 2 minutes, Jonesy, 6:06. I think if you're Brian Kellett, or that worked out about as well as you could have hoped for.
Well, you can't play a fast game with Moeller, and that's for sure, and I think X knows that. You know, they're going to take their opportunities. They rested a couple of guys, and now they'll look to score again, being down 5 with 6 minutes to go in the half.
We've got the two leading scorers back in, Stockman and Thomas. Stockman has on the left wing as we speak. He throws it out straight away to Grieve. Grieve at the top of the circle, goes right wing to Bransford. Bransford looking for cutters, now dribbles out, clears it out near the timeline with it to Magic. Magic goes right wing to Stockman, back to Magic between the side, staying right on the center circle. And Ship gives him a lot of room. I'm not so sure Ship can't crowd him a little bit more. He played 2.5 minutes. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. Angle to the right side to Stockman near the right sideline. Hasn't dribbled yet. Now clears it out straight away to Bransford. Bransford has McBride on him. Throws it back out high on the right to Stockman.
This is an advertisement for the shot clock in high school.
I'm not a fan of it, but I know there's some people pushing for it. Here's Grieve to Stockman. This is one of the reasons.
Yep.
Stockman out straight away to Thomas. Left wing, they go with the ball tipped by McBride, recovered by Grieve. Grieve gives it out straight away to Stockman. Now a little bit more pressure being turned up by Moeller defensively. Stockman goes right around Ship. Throws in the right corner to Grieve. He starts to drive in. Throws it on the left-hand wing. Here's Thomas for an open three. Skipped off the rim, no good. The defensive rebound easily claimed by Alex Williams. And he'll bring it up on the dribble. Now throws it ahead to Ship. Goes right corner to Land. Land looking inside for McBride, then thought better of it. Goes on the right elbow with it to Frame instead. Frame goes in the corner, McBride. Works behind a screen. Pull up 15-footer left side. Skips off the rim, no. And Thomas, the defensive rebound for St. Xavier. We played over 3 minutes. Neither team has scored in quarter number two.
Well, you mentioned he thought better of putting the ball in McBride's hand down on the block. I think he should have. Had a little bit of a mismatch there. Certainly an experience mismatch that I think he can create a shot down there on the block anytime he wants.
Yeah, did it earlier in that first quarter with ease. 14-9, Moeller's lead. Same lead they had at the end of the first quarter. Stockman behind a screen, top of the key, but not going to shoot it. Now he starts to drive around. Williams goes right around him. Flips one off the window. Rattled out, no. Whoa. Rebound tipped up and claimed by Max Land. Throws the outlet to McBride, who wants to run. McBride back the other way. Pulls up in the lane, gives it left corner ship. Wide open three. No good. Back of the rim. Rebound tipped by Alex Williams. He gets it low on the right, powered it up and in.
He's a monster down there.
First time either team has scored. It took us a little over 4 minutes of the second quarter, and it widens Moeller's lead now to 16-9 on the Alex Williams stick back. Here's Grieve on the left wing with it. Grieve dribbles out, clears it high on the right to Stockman. Stockman clears it high on the left to Grieve and threw it away. And this is what Moeller does.
Yep. they creep. And if you want to hold the ball, that's fine, but you better make your shot. You better get a good one if you're going to wait that long. And they have not made their last couple of shots. Moeller's going to come down and probably hit you at 60%. So it's a losing game. It's like going to Vegas. The numbers are against you.
Logan Duncombe comes back. Alex Williams going to take a well-deserved breather. And Luke Pellett comes back for St. Xavier, and he replaced Eli Magic. Here's McBride, drives towards the foul line, inside the lane, throws it low on the left for McLean, lays it up and in, drew the foul. Nice drive by McBride. Everybody fixated their eyes on him. And he just dropped the pass off low on the left to Max Land. And we're going to get our first foul call of the game on either team. It's going to go against St. X's Hank Thomas. And it'll send Max Land to the line to try to complete the three-point play with 3:26 to go in the first half. Moeller on top, 18-9. The left-hander eyes it, fires it, and hits it. It's 19-9.
He's the guy that I think is kind of the forgotten man. Max Land has a lot of talent, but there's so much other talent on his team, he kind of gets lost in there. He's a good player. He just doesn't get as many opportunities as everybody else.
Moeller comes with 1-3-1-3 quarter court pressure. They still haven't gotten it across the timeline. Bransford now does. Throws a bad pass. It's intercepted by Land. It's a foot race the other way. He drives under and stuffs it with the left hand.
Tomahawk.
Coming off the right wing, he dunked it with the left hand.
That was impressive because he had a defender down there.
Here's a pass to Bransford. It's tipped away, almost stolen. It finally is stolen by McBride. He throws it ahead for Freem, drives under, stuffs it with one hand.
This is what Moeller does to you. They were up 6 or 7. Now they're up 14.
And a timeout for Brian Kellett. He takes a full timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. 2:53 to go in the first half. Moeller on a quick 9-0 run has extended the lead now over St. Xavier's. The Crusaders 23. Bombers 9. This is Moeller Crusaders basketball from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Are you looking to produce your own podcast? ESP Media has state-of-the-art audio and video production studios available for you. Our studio rental rates are the most competitive in town. Contact us today at sales@espmediasn.com or 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. It's your podcast. We just produce it.
Back here at Moeller High School, Richard Skinner, Mike Jones. A quick reminder, hey, the Moeller Sports Stack comes up this Wednesday featuring Ohio State quarterback Troy Smith. It's from 5:30 to 9:30. I'll be on hand interviewing maybe some special guests as well. Tickets are available at letsgobigmo.com. That's the Moeller Sports Tag this Wednesday from 5:30 to 9:30. 9-0 run for Moeller here in this second quarter. It took them about 4.5 minutes to not score, and they scored 9 points in about a span of 8 minutes.
Well, they went from they caused four turnovers quickly for St. X, and they've got 11 points off a turnover so far.
Here's a three by Thomas out of the left corner. No good. The defensive rebound for Alec Freem. It's one and done for X. Off to Max Land. Land slows up as he started to come up quickly as X got back. Here's Freem with a head fake. Tried to throw a bounce pass. It was kicked by Pellett. That was going to be an easy layup or a dunk for Duncombe, who made a nice cut down the lane, but they kicked the ball away. Kreimer going to come back in for St. Xavier. Let's see who goes out. It'll be Grieve going out. It'll be Alec Freem to trigger it in under the zone basket to the left of it. Slaps it, looking to come in. Had Land, didn't pass it to him. Now clears it out to McBride. McBride catches, bounces the frame low on the left. He goes up, has a shot blocked, no. Duncombe offensive rebound, no. Duncombe gets it back, and he drew the foul. I don't think this is going to be a shooting violation, though. Duncombe, when he got the rebound this last time, was on the floors. I think Pellett's going to get called for the foul, and it will not be a shooting violation. It'll be the second team foul on St. Xavier. And so now Miles McBride will inbound as he looks at a four across set in front of it. Going to lob it in towards the left elbow to Freem, who turns, looks, throws to Land, cutting low in the left, laid it in. That was too easy.
Yeah. These guys are just so well schooled. They work so well together.
Seven for Land, and it's come very quickly, those 7 points. And it's now 25-9, the Moeller lead. So we have exactly 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Actually, yet to score in the second quarter. Here comes a trap. Kreimer splits it. Got fouled, no call. Moeller took it away from him. Duncan comes up with a turnover. Well, he got hammered.
Yeah, I think he lost the ball before he got fouled, and that's why they didn't call it.
Here's Land pull up 15-footer left baseline beauty. He found himself all alone. He's got 9 to lead everybody, and it's 27-9, the Moeller lead.
Boy, if they get him involved in the offense with McBride and Freem being able to score as well, there's just nothing you can do.
It's a 15-0 Moeller run to start the second quarter that Alley has 90 seconds left in it. Off the ball, we get a whistle. I'm not sure what's going on. Pellet.
Referee Sagers is cautioning the boys. They're getting a little bit of arms tangled.
Alex Williams going to come in and replace Duncan, so that'll solve that problem temporarily.
Well, it'll solve it in the fact that Williams won't
yeah, that's a good
won't accept
too.
What's going on either.
That's a good call.
Duncan may be a little shyer to mix it up with him.
1:33 to go in the half. Inbounds comes to Thomas. Land all over. He backs away from it. Picks his dribble up.
Oh.
And gave it off to Kreimer. Almost hit him in the face with the pass. Goes left wing with it to Kreimer. That was Frank, actually. He almost hit with the face with the pass. Kreimer dribbles towards the top of the key. He's going to fire a long three from out there. Missed everything badly. Rebound loose on the floor. Claimed by Miles McBride. 2-on-1 the other way. Throw it up ahead to Alex Williams. Drives under. Missed the layup. And Kreimer fouled it.
Yeah, he was trying to dunk that. Kreimer wasn't going to let him do it. Moeller's just, they're long. Their hands are quick. They're getting everything, and Kreimer's not the guy you want taking your three. He didn't even draw iron on that shot. If that's how they plan to catch up, they've got to come up with a different plan.
We talked about these guys have, I mean, just about all of them take threes. He's taken a bunch, 53 on the year, Jonesy, but he's only made 12 of them.
Right. You know, it's interesting because I think it's Stockman that's got 40, and the closest guy that Moeller has to that number of threes is Shipp at 15.
15's so the most.
Shows you what the disparity is from the two teams.
Williams' first free throw is good. Second free throw's up, and it's good as well as Duncan comes back. And Alex Williams going to go out. Yeah, on the year, Shipp's made 15, McBride's made 13, Freem's made 12, and Williams has made 10. And really, the only guy that doesn't shoot a decent percentage is McBride. And even he's at 30%. 29-9 Moeller. There's a pass into the corner, goes to Thomas, to Stockman, out to Freem. Now they got another player in the game for the first time. That is Avery Wilson, a 5'8 junior. He throws a pass along the left for Thomas. Goes up, has a shot blocked, but drew a foul with 50.9 seconds to go in the first half of play.
Kind of bailed him out on that shot. It wasn't going anywhere. He was kind of fading away from the basket down low. But he was able to draw the foul that puts him on the free throw line.
Foul will go against Max Land. And we'll send Hank Thomas, a 75.4% foul shooter, to the line for the free throw. Missed the first one. X still looking for its first point of the second quarter. We've got 50.9 seconds to go. Pellet goes out. Grieve comes back. Moeller's outscored of 15-0 so far in the second quarter. Alex Williams going to come back in a moment. Thomas, second free throw on the way. Got it. First point of the quarter for St. Xavier's. Alex Williams comes back. Duncan goes out as they go offense-defense. Grieve comes back, and Avery Wilson goes out for St. Xavier. 29-10 Moeller with the lead and with the ball with 50.9 to go in the half. Miles McBride going to trot into the front court off the dribble. Goes it to Freem, goes right wing to Shipp. Shipp missed the cutting. McBride clears it out straight away to Land. Land angles to the right on the dribble, hands it off to McBride, coming back left. Now he's going to go out near the timeline. They swing around to the left sideline to Shipp, dribbles out right, throws it off to Land high on the right. Land dribbles left now, starting a move, takes it all the way down low on the left, made a nice move and laid it up and in. That's 11 now for Land in the quarter.
I was just about to say, that offense at this point in time is it's a layup or nothing, and Land saw the seam and took it down with his left hand coming from the left side.
Moeller's lead now 31-10 with 17 seconds to go in the half. Here's Grieve. Moeller shooting 65% from the field in the game right now. There's a pass to Kreimer on the right sidelines. Now they come with a trap. Williams steals it. Throws a shot from midcourt. Banked it. No good. But the rebound came down to Freem, laid it in. Williams didn't know how much time was left. He threw one up from midcourt with 6 seconds to go. It bounced perfectly off the backboard to a streaking Freem, who caught it and laid it in with plenty of time to spare. And Moeller goes into halftime with a 33-10 lead.
I'd like to give him an assist on that, but I don't think they're going to be able to.
That's a shot and offensive rebound for Freem, I think
right.
That was. Josh Ciboney will join Rob Ebel here at halftime with the score. Moeller 33, St. Xavier 10. This is Moeller Crusaders basketball from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Craftsman Electric's been owned and operated by Charlie and Kay Fisher for over 30 years now. No matter what type of electric work you need, Craftsman Electric can handle it. Find out for yourself why 70% of their customers are repeat customers. 70%. Or check them out on Angie's List, where they've received the Super Service Award every year since 2007. Craftsman Electric. Dependable, affordable, honest. Call Jessica to schedule service at 513-891-4426 or visit CraftsmanElectric.com. Quality craftsmanship. It's right there in the name.
Back here at Moeller High School on senior night. The St. Xavier Bombers traveled to Moeller Crusaders. Crusaders up 33-10 at halftime, and it is my pleasure to welcome in Jai Schiavone of the Moeller Varsity Basketball team, coaching staff, support group.
All that and more.
Charge of Piddleys, all those good things. Jai, welcome.
Thank you, Rob.
33-10, how about that second quarter for the Crusaders?
Yeah, we had a little spurt there, 19-1 second quarter. We kind of got them a little bit frazzled there for a while and had a couple easy ones, and they didn't really want to shoot the ball.
No,
they held it for a couple minutes and.
Let's hit the rewind button though first. And
yeah.
Tonight's one of the things of the 15-16 sports here at Moeller High School. One of the things I think is just spectacular is how Carl Kramer and his staff handles senior night. I've always loved it. I think it's a great presentation, a great recognition for the seniors, the cheerleaders, any support staff. It's just very well done. Got a standing ovation, and it was another great night. And let's spend a little time talking about the seniors before we talk about the game.
We really want to honor our seniors tonight. You know, the guys that go through our program, it's a lot of hard work and dedication. They put in a lot of work. And we got five guys, and how about Chase Harding, who started us off with hitting the three? It seems like it happens every time.
It's just awesome.
So I want to just spend a second. You know, we talk about Miles and Alec and Michael Shipp, but Jared Becker and Chase Harding, there are two leaders on the goal team in practice every day. Jared Becker is a great kid. He's funny as can be. Really athletic, and he'd be playing at any other school. And Chase Harding, you know, arguably the best shooter we have on the team. And
Jai, that is why Moeller basketball has had such a run these last few years, is because of the stories you're telling right now of these seniors that could go anywhere and go play, but they want to be a part of this program, and that's why, you know, think about your guys' practices. I can't even imagine how competitive your practices are.
They're very competitive. The gold guys take pride in holding the blue guys down and giving them everything they can handle. And we got Carrington Valentine on our gold team guarding the ball every day in practice. Miles McBride. Carrington's going to be a Division I lockdown cornerback
in
football. And he's guarding Miles McBride every day and giving Miles everything he can handle. So yep.
And it just makes Miles better.
Makes Miles better. Our goal guys really deserve as much of the credit. And I'm just so happy for Chase to come out there and hit that first three. It's awesome.
But let's make sure that we didn't miss anybody. Did you recognize everybody? How about
yes.
your statistician?
My two student coaches, Lewis Talarigo, has been with me for football for 4 years. He came up at the start of the sophomore year. We had a need. And he's been with us doing varsity basketball for 3 years.
I said to the guys in their ears that it seems like he's been here forever. And it's just
and Lewis is going to be a 12-sport letterman. He did football for 4 years, basketball four. He'll go to baseball as soon as this is over. And then our last guy, Luke Blasi, he's just fabulous. He does our film stuff.
Yes.
He's been a four-year guy. And he's a guy that you don't see that much because he's up in the crow's
sure.
nest there filming. So I'm going to miss those guys. I spend every day with them, and they make my job so easy, and it's just awesome.
That's great. Well, congratulations to the seniors tonight on senior night. Let's talk about the game a little bit. Pretty slow and methodical in that first quarter, 14-9 at the end of one. You know, it was almost like the Bombers were playing a delay game, if you will. They ran
right.
their offense.
If this was a football game and you looked at time of possession, we'd have probably had about maybe 35 seconds of that 8-minute first quarter. They really didn't want to really shoot the ball.
Right.
And we shot a little bit too fast in the first quarter. And
were you wishing that we had a shot clock in that first quarter?
No, I'm good with it. You know, we have things in our bag of tricks. If
yes.
teams don't want to shoot the ball and don't want to really – we do some things, and that's what we did the second quarter. We went out and did a 1-3-1 trap. You know, Danny Jerkowitz, he's just the best, and he won't let teams do what they want to do on us. And 19-1, I think I had 16 in a row. I don't know. It was 14-9, and then it was 29-9.
In the second quarter, there was about 2.5 minutes that elapsed that neither team scored, and then
right.
all of a sudden the floodgates
right.
for the Crusaders broke. And
I think they held the ball for 2 minutes.
Right.
And then, when we went to our little trap, Max had a couple big dunks there and Alec Freem. So, yeah, we're, you know, up by 23 at the half. We're going to come out and continue the pace we've been playing at, I believe, and we'll just try to finish this off right.
Great. Well, Jive, first and foremost, thank you
yeah.
for all the games that you've come up here at halftime. It's been a lot of fun. I'm hopeful it's been insightful for the fans at home, and I'd love to continue doing this in the tournament, our first game at Fairfield against Middletown, so we'd love to get back with you at halftime.
I'll have some free time during the tournament. I don't have to do stats, I don't believe, so I'll be free to talk to you guys whenever you want to. It was really
Sounds
fun.
Good.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Jai.
Bye-bye.
That's Jai Schiavone and Rob Ebel. We're going to take a break. Be back with Richard Skinner and Mike Jones with the second half action with the Crusaders up 33-10. We'll be right back.
Budget Door of Cincinnati has you covered. We specialize in repair and installation of commercial doors, security gates, and dock levelers. With affordable rates, 24-hour commercial service, and free replacement quotes, Budget Door can help you with any of your dock or door projects. Have an issue with your home garage door or opener? Budget Door can help with that, too. Servicing the tri-state area for over 30 years, Budget Door offers quality service at a budget price. Call 513-851-6644 to schedule your door repair or replacement today.
Back here at Moeller High School, Richard Skinner and Mike Jones as we get set to start the second half. Moeller leading it 33-10 as they outscored St. Xavier in that second quarter, 19-1. St. Xavier without a single field goal in quarter number two, which is pretty hard to believe, Jonesy.
Yeah, they just took off, and as Jai was saying at halftime, Moeller has ways to try to force the issue a little bit. I mean, teams are going to try to slow it down on them, and they did for the first couple minutes of the second quarter. But then Moeller goes to the 1-3-1, which is a trapping defense. It's going to make you make passes that you wouldn't in a man-to-man situation. So, you know, Moeller kind of heated them up a little bit, got their hands on some balls, And again, we talked about it a bunch. You know, a 4-point lead's turned into 10 in no time at all with this team.
423.
We were talking about time of possession. Their time of possession is not all that great. They just score so fast.
Yeah, X did a good job at times. I mean, they remember it was 14-9 starting the second quarter. They burned off, what, almost 2 minutes
two
of
minutes,
clock off.
Yeah.
Didn't get a bucket out of it, but were able to rest a couple of starters. And if I was Brian Keller at that point, I was feeling pretty good. About 5 minutes later, I was feeling pretty awful.
Now X is going to show their 1-3-1.
And Miles McBride just buries a three right against it on about the second pass through.
Now see how long the 1-3-1 lasts.
36-10, Moeller leads it. Moeller did not start the two extra seniors. They started their normal five, so Land and Duncombe started the second half with Freeman, McBride, and Chip. I'm going to guess we'll see those seniors before the night's out, especially at the rate this is going. There's a pass on the left wing to Thomas. Thomas dribbles towards the top of the key. Gives it off to Green. He angles back to his left side. Moeller just switches the screens and he interchanges out top with ease. Doesn't really lose much. Here's a nice drive by Franklin on the baseline. Got underneath Duncombe and laid it in. Nick Frank with a good move. 36-12, Moeller's lead. Right back they come. Throw it ahead to Land. Land had an open three in the corner, decided better of it. And throws a pass that's knocked out of bounds by Thomas, and Moeller will retain possession. Land will shoot the three, just doesn't shoot it much. 3 of 10 on the year. But on a night when he had 11 points in that first half, you think maybe you get a little heat check to start the second half. But maybe that's why they're so good offensively, is they don't do that kind of stuff. Here's Land double team in the corner, bounces to McBride, throws on the left wing, wide open, three on the way, beauty by Schiff.
That's what McBride does. You know, it's one more pass. He had a shot if he wanted it. He goes one more, which is the terminology that they use, go one more pass, and there it was.
Here's a pass to Frank, goes in the corner, Greve lines up a wide open three, skips off the rim, no, Duncan might have got shoved in the back. And when he did, he barely got a hand on the basketball, goes out of bounds, and St. X will retain possession. With 6:39 to go in the third, Moeller up 39-12. Nathan Stockman, who had 5 quick points in the first quarter, hasn't scored since to trigger it in. He's looking, clears it out near the timeline, high on the left to Greve. He just holds it. Gives it out to Stockman between the circles. He lines up a wide open three, no good. Rebound down to Land, who drops it. It's going to be loose on the floor, then he sits on it. Now two players tie up. Land with the basketball, and X will maintain possession on the alternate possession.
It's a couple opportunities defensively. Moeller had to turn the ball to go and go the other way with it, that they ended up giving it back to St. X.
Stockman inbounds it to Greve in the left wing. Greve holds it, waits for Stockman to come out behind a screen, head fakes the three, starts the drive, Ship cut him off, and then threw a bad pass out of bounds. Ship was all over him defensively, and Stockman, just to get away from him, just threw the pass and threw it away as Max Land will go out.
You can tell how well these guys know each other, too, because Stockman and Ship were talking to each other. These guys have played each other a lot over the years, I'm certain.
Here's Ship with the basketball. Throws it high on the left to McBride. Goes to the left baseline with it. They throw it to Frame. Frame throws it low on the right. McCracken wide open, laid it in. That was a clinic. The ball reverse sides of the floor. And they got a wide open pass down inside to McCracken for the layup. Here's a steal by McBride. McBride, they try to throw a fancy pass that's going to be knocked out of bounds. No, rescued and saved by Frank. He comes the other way. Moves in the lane, kicks it left corner. Stockman, but Moeller got back defensively. How about that? There's a pass low on the left block to Pellett. Turns on Duncombe, then gets walled up. Throws it straight away to Frank. Goes right wing to Thomas. 41-12, Moeller's lead. Thomas drives to the right baseline, cut off by McCracken. Looks, throws a pass that's knocked away and taken away. Here comes Freem back the other way. Shovels it ahead to McBride. McBride drives low on the left and powered through Frank and laid it up and in.
He's got another gear, doesn't he?
Frank was standing there and he just went right around and through, and Frank couldn't do anything about it. It's 43-12, Moeller leads it with 5:20 to go in the quarter. There's a pass to Thomas, drives along the baseline, got up in the air and got bumped. As he tried to throw a pass back out, McCracken bumped him and will pick up the foul. That'll be, interestingly enough, his second and the second team foul on Moeller in the entire game.
St. X is starting to run an offense where I really expect them to do it more often. They like to go baseline, draw the defense to them, and then kick out either to the corner or up high for the three. They didn't do it at all in the first half, and now they've done it three times here in the second half.
Chase Harding comes back. He started the game for Moeller, senior, with a first-time start. And made a three-pointer. Played about 4 minutes, came out, but now he's back in. And St. X triggers it in all the way in the backcourt to Jared Kreimer, who's back in the game. Also, Kiesling came back. Magic in there, too. There's Kreimer, dribbles, hands it off to Stockman in the right corner. Throws it out high on the right to Kiesling. Back to Stockman, works behind a screen, takes it all the way down the lane. Puts up a shot over McBride in traffic, no good. And a nice defensive rebound for Alec Freem for Moeller. Throws a lead pass, McBride, drives wide open, under Stockman with one hand.
They are so fast.
Here's Stockman back the other way and had his layup spiked out of bounds from behind by McBride. McBride with the dunk on one end, gets the block on the other end. As dunk him out, Alex Williams in for the Crusaders. McBride came off that right wing on that pass ahead from Freem. And that's the one thing with Freem, too, Jonesy, is his eyes are always up looking down the floor.
Well, Freem can do everything, too. He can handle the ball. He passes extremely well, rebounds, and we know he can score.
Here's a long miss three by Stockman and a big one-handed rebound by McBride. Throws it ahead to McCracken. Throws it down into Williams. Williams triple-teamed in there. Throws it to McCracken. Drives under low on the right. Tried to dunk it and drew the foul.
Getting a little dunk happy here. That's a layup waiting to happen even with a foul. I'm not sure if he would have made that dunk anyways. Kind of stretched out. But they're going for it.
Foul's going to go against Thomas Kiesling. It'll be his first of the second half. And Will McCracken at the line. Shoot two free throws. First one's up and good with 4:33 to go in the third. And that extends Moore's lead now to 46-12 over St. Xavier. As back into the game comes Avery Wilson, the 5'8 junior, and Nick Frank going to take a seat. Second foul shot by McCracken, good as well. And we're going to get Jared Becker, I believe, back in, and he will come in for McCracken. So now they got all five seniors on the floor. No, take it back. Four seniors on the floor. Freem, McBride, Becker, Harding, and Alex Williams, a sophomore, stays in the game. So Ship, the only senior not in there at the moment. And Muller by 35. We're approaching running clock time here.
That's hard to believe.
Midway through the third quarter. Here's Wilson. Going to line up a long three right wing. Rattles it home. Avery Wilson knocks down the three. 47-15. Muller leads it. McBride back the other way. Gives it to Freem. Around the horn it goes to Becker in the left wing. Becker dribbles out top of the key to Harding. Goes right wing to McBride. On top of the circle, Williams behind a screen. Thought better of taking a three, but he can make that. He's almost a 50% three-point shooter. Becker top of the circle. Flips it behind him to McBride. McBride going to work with Stockman guarding him. Drives on Stockman. Goes behind his back. Loses his dribble. Picks it back up. Still dribbling through some traffic. Throws a bad pass. Knocked down. Taken away by Kreimer. Kreimer racing back the other way, but Muller got back defensively. Now he's going to wait for his teammates to send some offense. Goes out straight away to Avery Wilson. Wilson goes right wing to Stockman. Stockman back to Wilson. Top of the key. Wilson back to Stockman, right wing, open three on the way, missed it badly, missed everything long, and the rebound comes down to Becker from Muller. He starts back, picks his dribble up in the backcourt, gives it ahead to Freem. Freem still dribbles, picks his dribble up, goes right corner to Harding. Harding throws low on the right to Williams. Williams with a defender on him, now backing in, Williams head fakes, turn, takes a shot, has it blocked away. Good defensive play by Thomas Kiesling, who stood his ground and then blocked his shot.
Alex is being a little predictable there.
There's Kiesling with it. He wheels in the lane on Williams. Head fakes. Kicks it out to Stockman. He gets straight away to Wilson. Goes right wing to Kreimer. Kreimer throws it inside. Throws it away. And Muller will get it back as we get more subs into the game. Michael Ship coming back in for the Crusaders. Alex Williams goes out. So it will be all five seniors on the floor at the moment for Muller. Stockman going to get a breather as Nick Frank came back in the game.
Yeah, Ship and Frank are coming into the game at the same time. They're sitting down at the scorers' tables talking like they're on the same team.
Muller's going to take a full timeout. We'll take one with him. 2:57 to go here in the third quarter. Muller 47, St. Xavier 15. This is Muller Crusaders basketball from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
ESP Media has been producing and operating websites, mobile apps, game films, broadcast, and social media content since 2010. We have entered into an exciting partnership with Sidearm Sports, the number one provider of collegiate athletic websites in the world. If you're reevaluating your athletic website's overall look and day-to-day operation, ESP Media can assist you. Reach us today at 513-655-4966 or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. Join ESP Media and Sidearm Sports to be the leader.
Back here at Muller High School, Richard Skinner along with Mike Jones, our producer engineer Rob Ebel. 47-15, Muller leads it 1 point with about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Muller's lead was 14-9. They have outscored them in roughly what amounts to a quarter, Jonesy. Basically, the last 8 minutes, I make it 9 minutes, Muller's outscored them 33-6.
Yeah, it's...
That's incredible.
It's a blitzkrieg, and you kind of know it can happen, but you hope it's not going to happen to you. But once it starts, it seems like they just can't stop them.
Muller with the basketball. They got all five seniors in the game at the moment. Here's Freem. The Ship, top of the key, hands it off to Freem, or Becker. Right wing, it goes to Freem, drives in, pull up 15-footer right baseline, skips off the rim, no good, and Nick Frank, the defensive rebound for St. X. Throws it ahead to Avery Wilson. Wilson in a hurry, cut off, throws it out to Kreimer. He drives toward the foul line, cut off, and now they dribble back out. Kreimer throws it in the right corner to Frank. They're going to set a screen for him. They slip it. Kreimer then throws it out to Wilson, top of the circle. Wilson holding it, looking inside, but nothing there for Kiesling. They throw it to Magic. Back to Frank, who fires up a weird-looking three that hit the back of the rim. No, and a nice hustling rebound to Harding. Flips it to Ship. Ship dribbles through traffic, and then a reach-in foul. He's either going to go against Magic or Wilson. Both of them were there as he split the double team. As we're going to get Brett Gilbert, a 6'5 junior, into the game for the first time for St. Xavier. Ryan Kellett trying just about everybody at the moment. Pellett comes back as Kiesling goes out, as does Magic. And that foul's going to go against, I believe, Magic will give it to him, his first. Or actually, correction. Yeah, Magic will pick up his first. Here's with the ball. Here's a nice drive down the baseline by Freen. He missed the dunk coming along the left baseline, but drew the foul.
You know, he earned the opportunity to go down the lane. They're almost trying too many dunks. They want to make that statement. He gets fouled. I still think he can lay it in. You know, you get high school kids that get that eyeball on the rim thinking maybe I can throw this one down, and didn't quite get there. But he gets the foul and makes the first three throw, 48-15 with 2:05 to go.
He is an 85.7% free throw shooter. As St. X gets Nathan Stockman back in the game, Jared Kreimer will go out. 2:05, clock stop. Mulder by 33, looking to make it 34. Freem does as he buries the second one right in the bottom of the net. He's got 9, and Mulder's lead is 49-15. Frank just going to walk it up on a slow trot. Nobody picks him up until he comes across the midcourt line. Looks at a 1-4 UCLA like set. Throws on the left wing to Stockman. Stockman dribbles a couple times. Now he's trying to direct traffic, picks his dribble up, throws it out straight away to Wilson. Wilson works behind a screen towards the right wing. He's made a three in the game. Now still starts to dribble in. Gives it off to Stockman coming by, coming right. Stockman through his legs. Goes in the right corner with it to Frank. Frank back to Stockman straight away. Stockman goes on the left wing to Wilson. Wilson going to fire a long left-handed three. Got another one. That's 2 for 2 for Avery Wilson.
Figures why not.
49-18, Moeller's advantage. There's Becker, head fake to three, gives it to McBride, top of the key to Freem, around the corner to Ship. Ship on the left wing, gives it out straight away. Becker, he starts to drive in, clears it to Freem. Around the corner to McBride. McBride throws it straight away to Harding. Hands it off, coming by Ship. There's a cut inside the lane to Becker. Tries to back a defender down in. Throws it to a nice cutting McBride, who went up and had his shot blocked. Got his own rebound, though. Kicks it in the corner. Three on the way, skips off the rim for Harding. No good, the rebound down to Avery Wilson. Back he comes for St. Xavier. Angles to the left side, gives it in the corner to Frank. Back out to Wilson. Wilson going to fire another long three. Beauty.
Oh. Probably see Kirby here coming in soon. He's throwing up threes.
Well, that's exactly what Joe Kirby did the last game, the young sophomore. This time it's Avery Wilson doing. Here's a drive. They pass it to Ship, and he drives and stuffs it with one hand. 51-21 Mulder as we approach 30 seconds to go here in the third. It's about dunk number, what, 4 or 5 on the night for the Crusaders, and they've missed a couple others.
I did not see that one coming. He went down on a tomahawk down the lane.
There's a drive by Frank. He throws it in the right corner. Nope, threw it into the right corner and out of bounds. It'll be Mulder basketball as back come Grieve, Hank Thomas, and Kiesling all come in as Frank, Pellet, and Gilbert all go out. So 17.8 to go, Mulder by 30. McBride going to walk it up, talking to Freem the whole way as they come up the court together, jogging in a very slow trot. Now McBride just going to walk it into the front court. Down to 10 seconds. Trying to clear it out, making a 1-4 set here for McBride. Going to try to drive on Stockman. Now they come set a high ball screen. He goes on the right wing with it. Becker, long three on the way. Skipped off the rim, no good. And the third quarter comes to an end. So they try to get the senior Jared Becker a bucket there to end the third quarter. It didn't go, but everything just about went right for Mulder in that third quarter of play. One quarter left that Mulder needs to cap off an undefeated regular season, and they're in the driver's seat. It's the Crusaders 51, St. Xavier 21. This is Mulder Crusaders basketball from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
London Computer Systems is a 7-time top workplace thanks to their top Cincinnati workforce. For 3 decades, LCS has been a leading provider of critical business technologies, including their signature property management software, Rent Manager. Take the next step in your career and join this award-winning workforce. Visit www.lcs.com/careers today.
Back here at Mulder High School on senior night, Crusaders in the driver's seat up 51-21. They start the fourth quarter. Carrington Valentine checks into the game along with Brad Colbert. Max Land will start the fourth quarter. Michael Curran back into the game, and Logan Duncan, the five on the floor for Moeller. I'm going to guess you're going to see the seniors come back in maybe as a group and then get them all out as a group, or maybe one by one. I know it always comes, kind of becomes emotional. It's good when you can do that.
Right.
Carl Kramer's going to have that luxury tonight, up 30 as we start the fourth quarter. Here's a pass down inside. Nice pass, give and go. Curran threw it right back to Colbert, who was cutting, had his layup blocked, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be St. Xavier basketball.
It was a great cut, and he was open, but he went in among the trees and just had it rejected.
Carl Kramer claiming foul. It's going to fall on deaf ears when you're up 30. They fall on deaf ears anyway, but especially up 30. Here's Stockman. Gives it right wing to Grieve. Grieve goes in the right corner to Wilson, who made three threes in that third quarter. He stays in, works behind the screen. Backs up. Looks like he's going to back up and try to fire over Duncan. Now he drives on Duncan. Takes all the way in low on the left. Scooped it up. Not blocked. No good. The rebound, though, to Kiesling. He missed it. Rebound battle for. It's picked up in the paint by Thomas, and he's fouled on the floor.
Looks like Kiesling and Valentin want to have a little bit of activity down there. Valentin's not gonna take a second backseat to anybody. He's just pulling in offers and football left and right.
Yeah, he really is. Colbert picked up that foul. There's the inbounds to Stockman. Works behind the screen. Starts to drive in. Cut off. Flips it over to Wilson. He's going to fire another three right wing. That's an air ball. He hit the last three right in the bottom of the net, but that one airballed it. But Thomas gets the offensive rebound. To Kiesling, to Stockman, his long three left wing. Back of the rim, no. Max Lane just went up among everybody and took it away. Good defensive rebound. Land's going to work it up with Grieve on him as he comes into the front court. We've played a minute of the fourth quarter. Moeller by 30. Throws it out to Curran. Curran goes left wing. They go low on the left for Land, and the pass goes astray. It's picked up, though, by Moeller and then thrown away. Back comes Stockman. Moeller trying to, Valentin trying to foul. Here's a drive and a reverse layup. No good. Missing it was Grieve, and the rebound to Duncan. Bounces off the Curran to the right wing. Curran moves in, throws a cross-court pass. Open three, left corner on the way for Chip. No good, and the rebound comes down to Thomas. Thomas throws it ahead. Driving low inside is Stockman. His reverse layup, it's no good. Curran gets the rebound. Off the Land. Three on two, Moeller if they hurry. Land moves to the foul line. Bounces left wing. Here's a three on the way by Colbert. No good. And the rebound to Avery Wilson. Back comes St. Xavier. Throws it ahead to Grieve. He drives on a defender. Curran puts his shot up, and he drew the foul. We went back and forth about four times apiece there before finally, it'll be a scoring opportunity for St. Xavier as it'll be two free throws for Danny Grieve.
Moeller's getting some wide open shots, but they're not the easy ones to throw down either with some of the new guys that have been cold coming off the bench.
Wholesale substitutions coming in for both teams. Three St. Xavier players at the scores table, two Moeller players. The free throw by Grieve is up and in. Got a lot of rim, but it stayed down as for Moeller, Alex Williams back in, McCracken in. Land and Duncan will go out. Wilson, Kiesling, Stockman go out as Frank Kreimer and Noah Taylor, a 6'3 junior, in for the first time. Second free throw for Grieve is good. 51-23 Moellers. We played almost 2 minutes of this fourth quarter. There's a pass to Valentin out high on the right. You're going to come try to trap him. Picks his dribble up, throws a bounce pass. They throw it in the corner. Williams thought about a three. Now he's going to drive in. Now he drives back out. Alex Williams handling it out in your center circle. Here's a pass down low on the right. Valentin will dunk it with one hand.
They gave him an opportunity for an athletic player standing running at the basket. He had no trouble throwing that one down.
53-23, Moeller by 30. Nice assist. I think it was Colbert who had it. I got blocked out on the number, but I think Colbert was the one that threw the pass. Here's a three by Kreimer on the way. Airballed it long, and it goes all the way out of bounds. So Moeller will have it back with 5:36 to go. Comfortably on top by 30. McCracken will be the one to trigger the inbounds as they come with some full court pressure. They trap him, but they give it back to McCracken. He almost got away with a walk and then has a pass that's tipped out of bounds by Frank, and Moeller will retain possession. McCracken almost double dribbled it, almost walked it, almost threw it away, and through all of that, Moeller's going to get the ball back. McCracken will trigger inbounds. Does so in the backcourt to Curran. Throws it up to Hard or to Colbert. Back to Curran.
Turn it over.
Here's a turnover. And moving it in and being foul was Hank Thomas.
This is a group of guys in there now. Probably doesn't play it. They don't play a ton together. And they're trying to solve that zone press a little bit by positioning players where they want them. They just don't have everything together yet.
Here's Thomas, catches the inbounds pass, wheels in the lane, has a shot blocked away by McCracken and pulled out of the air by Moeller. Here's Colbert, throws a long pass ahead, driving under low on the left, but now cut off. Wheeling back out, and Wheeling back in. Valentine laid it up and in. Boy, two athletic moves by Valentine. There's a long three on the way by Thomas, left wing, no good. Rebound put back up and in by Greaves. Nobody blocked him out, and he got the easy stick back. 55-25, under 5 to go in the game. There's a long lead pass in the front court to Kern, and he got banged in midair by Noah Taylor, and Taylor's going to pick up the foul.
A little better ball movement by the Crusaders on this against this zone press right now. When you can do that and you get a trap, you get out of that trap. It, oftentimes, if you do it right, you get an easy basket.
As St. Xavier keeps bringing people in waves, B.J. Bransford comes back in. They also bring Magic back into the ballgame. Here's the pass, comes into Valentine on the right elbow, turns, throws it out to Curran. Valentine high on the left, goes left wing with it to Colbert. Swinging around to McCracken, back out top of the key. Here's a drive by McCracken, cut off, clears it off. He's going to shoot a jump shot now, 15-footer, left baseline, good. Will McCracken starting to evolve that part of his game. He's got 8.
Very confident shot, 12-footer.
There's a drive back the other way by Frank in traffic, back rimmed it, no. Rebound, though, down low on the right, and then a jump ball is Curran tied up. B.J. Bransford, the little guy, went up and got a nice rebound that time. As Moeller's going to get, I believe, Chase Harding back in the game. Or no, actually make it Ryan Stacy going to come in the game along with guard Thompson as McCracken and Brad Colbert will go out. Carl Kramer emptying his bench because I think he's going to get one more maybe run of the seniors here before it's all said and done. 4:18 to go, 57-25. Moeller on the way to making it 41 wins in a row dating back to last season and 27 in a row over St. Xavier. That's hard to believe.
It's incredible. I mean, that many years, that many different players, that many opportunities.
Here's Grieve with a long three straight away, front of the rim, no. Rebound tipped up, battle for it, claimed by Valentin. It's a two-on-one. He drives in, puts up his dribble, then had it taken away. Nice play by Grieve. Then he had it taken away by McCracken to Thompson. Off to Kern, 15-footer, no good, back of the rim. And the rebound comes down to St. Xavier. Back in a hurry comes Bransford. He's got on the right wing, picks up his dribble. As they get Kobe Rogers, a sophomore in the game now, too. Here's a drive taken away by Curran. Foot race the other way. Curran drives under low on the right. Put it up and no good, but he drew the foul from B.J. Bransford. Two free throws will be coming up right here for Moeller's Michael Curran. Jonesy doing the analysis tonight. Kent McKenzie, normally my broadcast partner down in Austin, Texas, catching some Jackson Hayes.
Well, he's also sweating a bit, too. It's 90 degrees today in Austin.
I'll take that.
Yep.
I'm not opposed to that by any stretch. Set the lineups here. There's a bunch of subs in for St. Xavier. Second free throw for Curran after he missed the first is good. So 58-25, Moeller. Here is Joe Perry is in the game. And the jump shot straight away, put up no good. The rebound ripped down and out of there by Valentine. He's going to have a pretty nice little stat line for not a lot of minutes played. Picks his dribble up, clears it off to Kern, who bobbled it and made a nice catch. Kern wants the drive, still on the move, bounces it low on the right, and it's knocked away and stolen away by Joe Kirby.
Good Kirby move by Kern.
Throws a long lead pass to a player who was too far into the bucket, and then a reverse layup put up and in by Brett Gilbert. Gilbert caught it, was all the way under the stanchion, and then made a nice reverse layup coming back out underneath the bucket.
Can't say anything bad because he made the shot, but I think it was a bit of a prayer.
He just got himself caught in no man's land. Just had to do something with it.
Nothing left to do.
Bucket. Yeah. There's guard Thompson between the circles. Goes right wing to Curran. Straight away goes to Ryan Stacy. Stacy off on the right wing to Alex Williams. Williams going to start the drive. Bumped. Takes in the lane. Gives it off to Thompson. Head fake to three. Clears it out straight away. Has it knocked down. Almost taken away. Taken right back by Valentine. He's going to drive under. Cut off. Picks his dribble up, now clears it out straight away to Curran. Right wing they go with it to Stacy, who's going to drive along the baseline. His reverse layup's no good. Kind of an awkward, actually an awkward-looking shot by Stacy. He tried to drive along the baseline, shoot a reverse layup. Here's Kirby, who made all those threes in that last game. He's going to fire a three left corner. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound battled for. It's going to be claimed and saved back in by Curran to Williams. Throws it ahead to Thompson. Thompson pulls up on the right wing, clears it out to Stacy.
I think the whistles have been swallowed at this point.
I think you're right, but as we approach exactly 2 minutes to go in the game, 58-27, the Moeller lead. Here's a drive by Stacy to the right baseline. He got bumped and fouled. They're going to get Noah Taylor for the personal foul. Last Moeller player who's not played tonight, Patrick Suter, the 6'4 junior, checks into the lineup. And he'll replace Alex Williams. So I thought we might see the seniors one more time. Maybe not.
Maybe not, but I think that, you know, it calls for it.
Here's Suter, catches on the right elbow. He's got plenty of room, could probably shot it, decided not to. They give it off straight away with it to Curran. Curran's going to back out on the dribbles. We're under 2 minutes to go in the game. Off to Valentine. He dribbles a couple of times. Goes right wing with it to Suter. In the right corner to Curran. Straight away to Stacy. Stacy angles right on the dribble. Flips it to Curran. Curran goes out to guard. Thompson. Here come the seniors back in. They're all marching to the table in unison. There's a pass to Curran along the baseline. He drives under low on the right. Took it all the way down and laid it up and in. Nice move by Curran. Well, they all got up. I thought they were coming in, but maybe not.
I think they still will. Just looking, I don't know that they want to call a timeout to do it.
Here's Kirby with a long three right wing. He has got unlimited range, but missed that one. And the rebound down to Moeller. Here's Valentine the other way. Takes it all the way down on Kirby and lost control of the basketball. Saved by Thompson. Flips it to Suter. Out straight away. Here's a three for Curran. Straight away, beauty. And Carl Kramer going to take a timeout on that three-point make by Curran. Curran, how about his fourth quarter? He's got 6 points. Only averages 1.2 on the year. Yep. So all the five seniors will come back. That's Michael Shipp, Alec Freem, Miles McBride, Jared Becker, Chase Harding. I'm going to guess this will be for a possession or two. Then you get them out to a nice round of applause.
They've had quite a record. I think I saw a stat where McBride has he's 48-1 as a point guard for Moeller.
Wow.
And the one loss is a one-point loss in the state finals.
Here's Kirby, long three left wing, partially blocked. Recovered, though, low on the left by Rogers, who put it up. No rebound, tipped in battle for. It's knocked down, saved. Back to Kirby, another long three left side. Banked it badly, no good. And rebound to McBride, off to Freem. Freem in the forecourt, throws a lob for Shipp, who missed it. And then it's battle for it. It's saved inbounds, and a nice job by Harding. Clears it out to Shipp with 37 seconds. Shipp dribbles it off to McBride, to Freem on the left wing. Freem dribbles out between the circles. Gives it to Harding. Harding, they're just going to run some clock here off the Shipp, down to 25 seconds. I think Carl Kramer going to let him dribble it out. So the five seniors going to stay on the floor here, 63-27. Shipp now just puts the ball on his hip. And the defender not even going to come out and get him. He's going to let timer away, down to 10 seconds to go. And you can hear the crowd. I'll let them tell you the story of this one. All five seniors slapping five with still the clock running. And that'll do it. As time runs out in the basketball game, the Moeller Crusaders finish the regular season with a record of 21 wins and no losses. They extend their winning streak to 41 games in a row dating back to last season. And they extend the winning streak over St. Xavier to 27 in a row as Moeller wins it by a final score of 63-27. Nice night to send the seniors off the right way. Cap an undefeated regular season, and if you wanted to see if your team was sharp after a week layoff, as you got another week before you play in the postseason, I'd say Moeller's pretty sharp.
Yeah, they're ready to go. They had everything loaded up tonight. There wasn't one aspect of their game they were really lacking. Their defense, they turned it on when they needed to. The offense seems like it's always there anyway, and it's a big win. I mean, you hold St. X to 27 points and win by 36. It's pretty impressive.
Final scoring numbers for Moeller in the game. Max Land had 11. Those all came in the second quarter. 11 for Miles McBride. They tied for team high honors. 9 for Alec Freem. 6 points for Michael Curran. 8 for Will McCracken. 4 for Alex Williams. 4 for Carrington Valentine. 3 for Chase Harding. And Logan Duncombe had 2. And Michael Shipp, let's not forget him, he had 5 points in the ball game as well for Moeller. The Crusaders 21-0. 6-0 in the Greater Catholic League South is where they finish. They will next play 1 week from tonight in the first game of district play against Middletown, a 6 o'clock tip-off time at Fairfield High School. Again, that's 1 week from tonight. And we will have that broadcast for you. We'll be on the air at about 5:50 because we're the first game of that night, so we can kind of set the time that we'll be on the air.
That's nice
how
to
about,
have.
How about
yes,
that?
Indeed.
We'll be talking to you next when it comes tournament time. For producer-engineer Rob Evil, for Mike Jones, I'm Richard Skinner. Final score tonight for Moeller High School, Crusaders 63, St. Xavier 27. This is Moeller Crusaders basketball from ESP Media, and it's powered by Sidearm Sports.